So I'm talking with Ken Wright from Bow Point Nursery. And Ken, do you want to tell us a little bit about the lodgepole pine that we have here? It's about, well, it looks like about, it was about 12, 14 feet high?
It is.
So how old would that be?
Yeah, you can't, the notes there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, plus 3 year seedling. So what are we looking at?
About 11 years?
11 years old.
Okay.
But why are they doing so well? We don't water. They hate water. They're living on the hillsides. That's what I was talking about. The common perception is a common landscape practice. Lots of deep, rich, black soil, irrigation. Everything grows faster. Not these, they go backwards. They grow slow down. So they want to live on those nutrient-deficient, well-drained soils of the mountains and have rain seasonally, but not all the time. So they can run through their springtime. You can see the buds elongating now.
Right.
They're just stretching out.
Right.
They're about, what, 3 inches or so?
3 inches. And this is May 20th in Calgary, Alberta. So when would those buds have started to break dormancy?
It's been about a week now.
Okay. So that much growth in a week?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is tremendous.
They'll pop up like this, a foot more.
Okay.
Within the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, and I see now the leaf color, the needle color, well, we should technically call it a leaf, it is sort of light green, lime green, sort of?
This one is, generally they're a dark, shiny green.
Okay.
Shinier than Scotch pine would be.
Okay.
And they hold their green through the winter better.
Right. And how tall will these trees get?
They're going to get up to 40 feet tall.
Yeah, they're lodgepole pines, so they will
get
up to 40 feet. Yeah.
But it's a really interesting seed source. It isn't back there in the Kananaskis in the mountains in the montane. This is transition zone seed source. So it's just north of Cochrane, growing quite a bit further east than their normal range is. Out there, there's few stands of them. They sit out there as individuals in the wind. A nice big bushy all the way to the ground. You know, the montane ones grow straight up and
right.
40 feet and have four branches sticking out of them.
Right.
Great for lumber.
Right.
Not much for a landscape plant.
Right.
And those from up higher burn out here. They just don't do well. They don't like it. They like that snow cover back there, so they get snow and they get mulch. Which I figured out something. Some of those understory plants that are growing up there that don't do well here, the ground never freezes there. It starts snowing in October. So they don't get frozen ground. If they do, it's very light frost. And then they just get snow. And then it melts in the spring. That happened here this year. We had no frost in our ground. Where it was plowed in the city, of course, it went down because it was 30 below
for
extended periods of time. They had, somebody said, 8 feet of frost. But we didn't have any frost in our ground. That snow cover, remarkable year.
So what about the landscape use for this particular plant, the lodgepole, the one that you has from the Cochrane source? That's like a Christmas tree, really.
Well, it is. Yeah. This is a spruce tree alternative. Everybody plants spruce, and there's way too many spruces out there. Look at this. This is a much prettier plant. It's finer texture, it's more open, it's not going to give you that dense, heavy, dark, thick, cold and dark, really.
Right.
My wood pile's full of spruce because they overgrow a site. All those nice little Arbor Day seedlings they're giving out, people plunk them in the front yard, then they get 30 feet across at the base, they go over to 40, 50 feet tall, but very heavy and dense. This one, you know, you're going to get light through it. You can see the profile of some other ones over there. It's much lighter, more open.
Right.
Much finer texture to it. So I think they're a better balance, in especially small yard urban landscape.
Okay.
And that's really what Calgary's gone to, is these small yards.
Yeah.
Which, trying to control sprawl to some degree, which is an admirable thing, but sure end up with some funny little yards. So
yeah.
Basic looking for small footprint plants that don't overgrow the sites, and spruce will definitely overwhelm small yards. But the pines are a much better alternative, much more. So my bias is showing, I know, and my, I am biased because I grow these and I like them best.
Yeah, okay.